The disappearance of Jeremiah Oliver of Fitchburg last fall put a spotlight on DCF and Commissioner Roche. The boy's family was under the supervision of the department when he disappeared. The social worker assigned to the case skipped home visits. As Jeremiah remained missing, Governor Deval Patrick defended Roche for months and refused to accept her offer to resign.
She's got a tough job and her staff has a tough job, but she's doing it.
If I thought it served the best interests of the children to ask for her resignation, I would ask for her resignation.
That she is prepared to step up and be accountable and hold those who are directly responsible for these failures accountable.
But the news in recent days was too much. Jeremiah's body was found on the roadside 2 weeks ago. And this past weekend, a two-week-old baby from Fitchburg died. Her family was being monitored by DCF. In an unrelated case, department officials overlooked a fax from a police officer saying a newborn in Grafton was in potential danger. She died before DCF followed up. Quickly, leaders of the House and Senate pulled any lingering support for Roche. Speaker Robert DeLeo.
I'm very much angered to see this continuing to happen. It shows to me complete mismanagement on behalf of DCF.
Patrick responded yesterday by finally accepting Roche's resignation.
With some 33 years of experience in social services, Commissioner Roche has the expertise to lead this agency. But it's clear from the events of this weekend that she can no longer command the trust of the public or the confidence of her line staff.
Patrick said Roche gets blamed for everything, at times unfairly, he implied, and has become a distraction. Peter McKinnon is with the Union of Social Workers. He says when Roche took over the department a year ago this month, his members were excited because she rose through the ranks from frontline social worker.
We saw this as an opportunity to move DCF forward to a different place. And when caseloads kept going up and when things got worse and morale got worse, people were really disheartened by that, I think.
McKinnon says Roche's departure will hopefully let the department move on to institute needed reforms and investments. Already in recent months, the state authorized the hiring of more social workers and updating the technology they use in the field. Phil Johnston is the former Secretary of Health and Human Services and oversaw DCF in the 80s. He says the recent tragedies under the department's watch haven't been Roche's fault.
I don't think that her dismissal and the appointment of a new commissioner is going to solve any of the structural problems that exist within the department, many of which have to do with underfunding.
The DCF budget has been slashed over the past 6 years. State spending on welfare programs has decreased by 12% during Patrick's tenure. The governor's budget proposal includes more money for DCF, and lawmakers are likely to give the department even more than Patrick asked for. Bruce Tarr of Gloucester is the Republican leader in the Senate.
We all need to remember that DCF has been suffering from systemic failures, and that needs to be acknowledged.
Tarr says Roche's resignation is a good first step towards reforming the department, but it can't be the only step. Governor Patrick named Aaron Devaney to lead DCF as interim commissioner. Devaney previously served as general counsel at the Registry of Motor Vehicles and has spent just the past month at DCF. Patrick talked up her managerial skills and brushed aside a question about her lack of experience in social work. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.